Good day, and welcome to the Sunday Hour. I hope you are enjoying our program today. Keith T. has made his move and is now programming from the Philippines. Keith, we hope that you are safe and well. We continue to pray for you. All love in Christ to you, my friend. Let's continue our study through Philippians by looking briefly at a very short set of verses. In Philippians chapter 3, we begin in verse 15. All of us then, who are mature, should take such a view. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. So when we see all of us then, we have to look back because Paul is continuing to make a point based on previous points in his argument. What we remember from chapter 1 is that Paul has said to live is Christ and to die is gain. He's giving us a platform for understanding the exchanged life that we have in Christ. Now, rather than following our own desires, we follow the desires of our Father in heaven. We conform to the wishes of our Father. We conform to the example of our Lord. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Paul continued that teaching by letting us examine ourselves in light of flesh and spirit. He encourages us to have no confidence in the flesh, but rather to put our confidence in life through the Spirit. So, since to live is Christ, to die is gain, since the flesh is no longer leading us, but we are being led by God's Holy Spirit, all of us who are mature should take this view. And if on a point we think differently, we should allow God to clarify. So many times, Christians become subject to teaching that pushes one point of view or another. So many times, the body of Christ, which should be unified in love in Christ, is divided over issues that, quite honestly, are unimportant. Romans chapter 14 tells us not to destroy the unity over arguable matters. So I would encourage you, when you have a disagreement with a member of the body of Christ over an interpretation of some doctrine or dogma, follow the example that we are given in Scripture to be slow to anger and slow to speak. Instead, ponder what's being said, consider it, and pray. If possible, ask the other Christian to pray with you about it and see if God will clarify. But the verse goes on. It says, only let us live up to what we have already attained. And what is it that we have attained? Well, we have attained eternal life in Christ, unity in his love, communion with God through the Holy Spirit, confidence in Christ, encouragement from the Holy Spirit, our comforter. He knows what we should say and when we should say it. We have intercession with Christ at the throne. This is life in Christ. This is the spiritual life. So rather than arguing over matters, let those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, those who have trusted him for our salvation, those who have been filled with the Holy Spirit and are living lives struggling to be more Christ-like, let us focus on what we do know. And let's push forward in love and service of one another rather than letting doctrine divide. Keep your theology simple and focused on Christ. So many problems would be solved if we just agreed that this is what our Lord wants, that we should live as Christ. Continue in the faith and have a great Sunday.